Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Other guy, because I worked with this other guy, this next guy, for 4 years, I believe, at another station and another time and another planet and another realm. And he is now joining us. He's come over to the good side from the other side. I don't want to say the dark side, the other side. But he's our new morning show guy, one of the two, Ben Higgins from Ben and Woods. First of all, sir, welcome to 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations. We are happy to have you, and it is good to be back on the air with you.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, and whatever side it is, I'm very glad to be in the same building with you again. I consider you a dear friend. And I, you know what I love about Chris is I was listening to your trivia segment earlier, and no one loves sports trivia more than Chris, and I appreciate that. But the factoids that you would come up with on a daily basis always blew me away, and that is my favorite thing that you do, sir. So I'm glad that we get to work together one more time.
It's really good that it came back around. I'm really happy about that, and we had a lot of fun doing the program, although the program that I did with you is at the time that you're working now, which is in the morning, and I'm not going to apologize for the fact that I don't have to get up as early as you do.
That's okay. You know, I still have another job that I do later.
Yes, you do.
Honestly, the mornings, while can be difficult on the whole, you know, biological figuring out when to sleep during the day for me, it really is an amazing, amazing time slot to be on. We've got some fantastic listeners. Hopefully they're all going to join us on 97.3 The Fan. I know they will, and we're going to join up with hopefully the Gwen and Chris listeners who will find us in the mornings, and we are really looking forward to getting started on June 10th.
Don't you think the main question that Ben Higgins probably get, and you probably get more than any other, though, is from people who say, how do you do the news, the sports at night at
11:30, I'm wondering right now,
and then get up and do a morning show? Because it really, I mean, it's a phenomenal achievement.
Well, most people think it's the magic of television. You know, somehow they've pre-recorded me and inserted me to look like I'm actually there. I wish there was some sort of magic. I am actually sitting there at 11:29 at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Every single night on Channel 10, and then I get up in the morning around 4:30 and start doing radio. So I just have to find other times of the day to sneak in a few minutes and catch up on the weekends. But I wouldn't want to miss out on all the fun, so I'm glad that we're getting a chance to come back. And I mean, what we love to do is talk Padres baseball, and we're better to do it on the home of the Padres every single morning. It's awesome.
Tell me a little bit about your partner, Steve or Steven, or do we just have to call him Woods?
You can call him whatever you want. I call him Woodsy, usually.
Woodsy, see?
Told
Woodsy
you.
Was
I
okay.
Told you.
Well, I said they should call the show Ben and Woodsy, and you go, oh, no,
well,
you
no,
can't do that.
Well, no, that's the name of the show.
Oh.
But Steven is fine. No one calls him Steve that I've ever known before, so.
Okay.
Steven, Woodsy, you can go anyway. Woods is an unbelievable baseball fan. He is a junkie through and through. I thought I was a baseball fan. And then I realized that I don't hold a candle to this guy. He watches at least two full games a day, basically,
wow,
including the Padres game, because he has become a gigantic Padres fan. He grew up as a Yankees fan because that's the team his dad cheered for. But since he's been in San Diego for the past decade, he has become just a diehard Padres fan. Cares about the team as much as anyone that I have ever met, probably to a ridiculous extent. And you know, he likes to play the game on the weekends, like not slow pitch softball. He actually plays like real overhand pitch, takes it way too seriously. But the guy's a baseball junkie. What surprised me is that he's got great opinions on football, basketball, not so much on golf, but I can handle that myself, me too.
Scraby has to do the same thing that you used to have to do. to stick up for golf.
Yeah, exactly. Someone has to do it, Chris. Someone has to stick up for my beloved sport.
Yes.
But he makes it so fun. You know, just every single day we have laughs, and I just don't know where they're coming from. And all of a sudden I find myself almost like rolling on the floor because I am just laughing so hard at just something he did. And usually it's at my expense, but I'm okay with that. So that's kind of what we do in the morning.
So if we're gonna be talking Padres, I want to get into a little bit of the Padres with you, Ben. We were talking earlier about our top three guys for the MVP, and not to put you on the spot or anything, but who would you say is your top three right now on the team for MVP?
Boy, I would say that my number one MVP, I have to give it to a position player because they play every day, so I think it has to be Frandon right now.
Okay.
It's my number one MVP for the team. I think number two is, I want to say Chris Paddock, but the innings limit is something that is tough. So I'm going to say Kirby Yates, because not only is he having the best closer, historically good season at this point, not just 20 saves, but it's the ERA, it's the numbers behind the ERA, the strikeout rate, and just how well he's pitching and how unhittable his split finger is. So I think I'll do Kirby Yates too. And I know he's been gone for a while, but does anyone else besides me think that this team wouldn't be anything what they are without Fernando Tatis Jr. and the life that he injected into everything at the beginning of the season?
No.
And I know I'm leaving out Manny Machado and Chris Paddock, but I just think he's been that important for the atmosphere and culture of the team that I can't leave him off my list.
Well, you're not alone, because we did a whole, a half hour on this earlier. And the funny thing was, is there were a lot of Fernando Tatis Jr. votes. There were a few Yates votes. There were plenty of Franmil mentions. Eric Hosmer got in there a little bit because he's been so hot lately. And then, as you just mentioned yourself, Paddock and Machado were both kind of left out.
There was no Machado votes.
There was not a single Machado vote, and I think that that's amazing when you consider that this team was kind of built around the signing of Manny Machado. He has certainly done a great job, but people don't consider him to be the most valuable guy they've had so far this year.
Well, I think expectations are so high. I mean, I've never seen someone play such smooth defense in my life.
Me neither.
I guess I've just never, on a daily basis, gotten to see a player of his caliber who makes plays that are so hard look so easy. And I was in the press box the other day, and I forget who I was talking to, but I just said, have you noticed how every runner he throws out, basically, it's by the same one step? He knows exactly how to get the ball, whether it's a tough play and he's got to get it there and beat him by a step, or if it's an easy play, he will get it there exactly one step before the runner gets to first base virtually every time. He is that instinctual. He is that talented. And guess what? He works that hard at it behind the scenes when people aren't watching on that defense to make it look so easy all the time.
All right, I got to ask you one more question, because you and I did 4 years, and I really was a golf aficionado and expert by the time I was done working with you.
What happened?
Well, I'm now working with you, so I've lost most of my golf knowledge. So I want to try to regain some of my golf knowledge. Am I correct that this Brooks Koepka is the next big thing here, Ben? Or is there going to be somebody else to be the next big thing? Or is what he's done already... I mean, where should we put this in the pantheon of golf to have back-to-back majors in two different majors?
All right, the crazy thing about Brooks Koepka, and I've been very slow to jump on board the Brooks Koepka train, he has 4 major wins in the last 2 years. He has only one other victory on U.S. soil in his entire career. He won the Phoenix Open, like, in 2015. The guy doesn't win regular tournaments. He only wins majors. And I just wonder whether that really is sustainable. He was saying at the PGA Championship last week that it's easier to win majors. He feels like the half of the field is done before you get started, so he's only really got to beat 30, 35 other guys, and half of those guys are going to play themselves out of it. So he feels like, I'm only competing against like 17 guys, and I can win tournaments like that. It's just, there's so many good players, and if you really are only focusing on 4 tournaments a year, all of a sudden you have, you know, 10 bad tournaments, and you've gone 2.5 years without being relevant. Can he keep it up? Boy, he certainly looked like he was ready to lap the field at the PGA, but just that last few holes that reminded us how hard golf is and that he actually is human. I tip my cap to him. I'm not ready to call him the next you know, Tiger Woods quite yet, though, in golf. There's just too many other good players out there, and I don't think he's head and shoulders above the rest of them yet.
All right. Well, we have our Ben, and we have our new Woods coming to this radio station on June the 10th. That'll be the debut of Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Ben, it will be great working with you again. Definitely have missed it the last few years. Great to be back together, and best of luck. Anything we can do to help the show, which is probably stay out of your way, but anything we can do, just let us know.
All right, we will have you on, absolutely, and looking forward to talking to Tony Jr. As well. I saw the nice little write-up on him. He's doing a great job, really enjoying your stuff. So can't wait, guys. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Gravy.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Ben. Thanks for carving out a little time in his day.
That's this a guy, busy day.
Yeah, nobody works any harder than Ben Higgins. Yep, Ben and Woods coming to 97.3 The Fan starting on June the 10th. We're looking forward to that, and good to have Ben on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.